producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting worldwide, ladies and gentlemen, final segment, then I'm going to hand the baton off to David Knight in the Situation Room. Do we call this the Situation Room or that studio? I haven't come up with the right names for it yet. Wayne Madsen's our guest. If we follow the Saudi British intelligence neocon globalist pattern, we know a lot of neocons are advising Obama. It's a very sick mix of socialist, communist, mega bankers, ultra rich Hollywood types, and neocon Trotskyite, Dr. Strangelove people. If they follow the past pattern, they'll flood us with a bunch of radical Muslims. They'll shoot up a bunch of churches, stores, malls, synagogues, military bases, recruiting centers. Everybody's going to get mad. There'll be a big deportation that's for show, big walls built that are keep us in, and then they'll use that crisis for more draconian police state. Then there'll be a clash of civilizations, and we won't go after Saudi Arabia that quarterbacked it or Turkey that, you know, helped do it. It'll be, you know, blame Iran or blame, you know, some other country that wasn't part of it, just like 9/11 with Iraq. And I think that's probably what's happening. But then I see the size of the influx and a lot of the other behavior, and Saudi Arabia is so pleased, and it makes me think it might be something else. Wayne, we got 4 minutes left. What do you really think is going on?
Well, we know that Saudi Arabia offered to build 200 mosques for the Muslims in Germany. And that's an indication that they expect these people to stay permanently. We're talking about anywhere from 1.5 to 3 million refugees just from Syria alone. That doesn't count the ones that are taking advantage of Europe dropping its border restrictions, that are coming in from North Africa, Sub-Sahara Africa, South Asia, Afghanistan, Pakistan, as far away as Bangladesh, coming to Europe, taking advantage of this situation. So Merkel, who is the most unpopular chancellor in Germany right now, and you might say even probably right now even more unpopular than Adolf Hitler was, even when they started losing on the battlefield, they're talking about her getting a Nobel Peace Prize. Of course, Henry Kissinger got that, and a couple other undeserving
people. Al Gore. Barack Obama.
Obama, right. We just had the bombing of the hospital in Afghanistan, and he thinks because he has a Nobel Peace Prize, just an apology to the Doctors Without Borders will suffice. But it is a huge mess. But look, the reason Russia and China and Iran are sending troops to Syria, that's their line in the sand. They do not want to see in Moscow, Beijing, and Tehran what's happening on the streets of Munich, Hamburg, Vienna, and Budapest. They do not.
Sure, they know it's a destabilization program that have said that.
And they're circling the wagons, and Russia's deploying their most sophisticated military forces to Syria and now to Iraq, because Iraq has now asked for Russian military intervention there against ISIS, because we have not been battling ISIS. We've been supporting them, training
them. And isn't the breakdown of the narrative show one of the biggest defeats for the globalists in a long time? Joel Skousen says it's a stunning victory against the New World Order.
Yes, absolutely. So I see NATO complaining about this, because NATO is nothing more than the gendarmes or the centurions for the European central banks. I mean, they're the enforcement arm.
They're the Praetorian Guard.
Yes, and one of the reasons I'm told is why Merkel has allowed this influx is they know that the EU is days are numbered, and this is a way to eventually impose some sort of martial law in Europe.
Yeah, three countries are saying they're going to leave the euro over this. I mean, this is just crazy. This shows how people running the West really want to destroy it and break it when they're in control of it. It's total mental illness. WayneMadsenReport.com. Thank you for the amazing reporting. And hey, you've pitched us where you want to go. Investigative Report, great. You're going soon. Can't wait to see that. Also, pitch us where you want to go on the campaign trail as this heats up, Wayne. Thank you so much.
Okay. Good to be with you.
Good to have him on the team. So exciting. We've got new camera folks. We got enough camera crews. Now we just hired 2 more camera people, and so we can actually have the people we need. Thank you for the support, folks. Hey, a whole other 55 minutes coming up with David Knight and his piercing analysis straight ahead. The nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central with Leanne McAdoo. Kakari's getting on a plane right now to go out to Oregon to cover that.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It's Monday, October 8th, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host. We have a lot of things to talk about. Of course, there were some major developments in the race for GOP leadership. This is a very, very important development. It's a very, very important position. You have to understand, Speaker of the House is third in line to the presidency, just below the vice president. So this is a very powerful position. We've seen this used in a very powerful way by John Boehner to shut down any opposition to the bipartisan agenda that is going through with both Boehner and the leaders of the GOP. So this development that happened today with the number two that was selected for Boehner, they were trying to push him in. We had just yesterday at 9 o'clock last night, an article came out that Dick Cheney was pushing Kevin McCarthy, the House Majority Leader. That's the number two position, pushing him to take Boehner's place as Speaker of the House. Today, that all collapsed. We're going to talk about that. We also have information on thyroid cancer in children is skyrocketing near Fukushima. We have the Supreme Court saying that forced vaccines for children don't violate their rights either. Okay. Forget about informed consent, okay? And you have to understand, whatever your position is on vaccines, you should be scared to death of the fact that the government is taking away our informed consent. That should frighten you, regardless of what you believe in terms of the science. We were warned by one of the founders, Benjamin Rush, that if we did not specifically protect our freedom to have our medical freedom, that we would lose it to a medical tyranny, an organized collective. You know, something like Big Pharma and the AMA. We're now seeing that coming through. We're also going to talk about a giant city that's being built by a multinational defense corporation. It's going to be something that's going to war game against the American citizens, folks. That's what this is really about. Developing a lot of technologies, security technologies, self-driving transportation technologies, which is about control of your movements. Also, surveillance technology. This is a major defense contractor. They're building a billion-dollar city, 35,000 people it could hold, but they're not going to have any humans in it. They'll also be able to experiment with robots, they say, in this area. Let me tell you what. This is a city with the details all the way down to church buildings and other things like that. You don't need that if you've got a self-driving car test bed. You don't need to have that. But for other things, like asymmetric warfare, yeah, you do need to have that. If you want a really war game against the American people, and we've seen this. I went to Fort A.P. Hill in Virginia with Joe Biggs. We walked through a small ghost town, a city that was set up for the military and the police to train against the American people. There are other sites in other military bases like Camp Lejeune that are more rural, more suburban. This one is going to have everything. This is something that they've been working on since 2011. There's been stories going back a couple of years about this. It was interesting because yesterday there was a slew of stories that came out about this. CNN, Forbes, Daily Mail showing pictures, talking about what they're going to build. So it's close being upon us. Also, we're going to talk about how the police are using private databases to skirt the law. Yet again, we see this kind of structure where they say that this is data that belongs to a private corporation. And if the private corporation is collecting data on you, then that data on you belongs to the private corporation, and they don't have to get a search warrant to share it. That is the legal fiction that we need to correct. There's so many things that need to be fixed in this country. We need to get back to the Constitution. And again, that brings us back to this speaker race. And I want to get to that in just a moment, break that down in detail, what's going on with it, what could happen in the future. First, I want to let you know real quickly, we have 20% off Prostaguard this week at InfoWarsLife.com. That's how we support the operation here, and that's how you can support your health. Prostaguard uses plant-based nutrients and oxidants to naturally support the prostate. It's a hand-selected blend of sal palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, copper. Get your Prostaguard today. It's available in stock at 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Excuse me. Now, before we go back to the speaker race, I want to read you an article that came up yesterday. I thought it was really brilliant satire, actually, that Reason Magazine did. It was linked on the Drudge Report. How to create a gun-free society in just 5 easy steps. Well, the first one is you've got to elect enough senators and representatives to get on your side to amend the Constitution. Then you have to propose that amendment. You have to ratify that amendment. Then you need to legislate what they call, quote-unquote, common sense gun reform. What you can try to do is they say what Australia did and ban all guns, but that's not at all what they did. But whatever, right? They say go big or go home. So anyway, you're going to get your legislation. But then comes step 5. How are you going to enforce your complete gun ban? Well, they say guns won't just disappear because you passed a law, you know. You're going to need to confiscate some 350 million guns scattered amongst 330 million Americans. Sure, you can try a buyback program like Australia, but like Australia, that'll still leave behind 60 to 80% of the privately owned firearms. The rest of those, you're going to have to take. Now, they say you can use the police, the FBI, the ATF, the National Guard. They're all known for their nuanced approach to potentially dangerous situations. I love that satire. They can have them go door to door through 3.8 million square miles of this country. You can have them try to take the guns by force from thousands, if not millions, of well-armed individuals, many of whom would rather start a civil war than acquiesce. So inevitably, gun violence, which is really what you're trying to stop, right? And it's currently at an historic low, will skyrocket. But that's how you get a gun-free America. Let me tell you something. You know, when Cuomo, Governor Cuomo, says he thinks that we need to shut down the federal government until we ban guns, let me tell Governor Cuomo and Obama, if you want to try to take our guns, we'll shut the government down for you, okay? There are many people who would rather have a civil war than to lose their right to keep and bear arms, because that is fundamental to our freedom as individuals. It's something that is recognized in the Constitution, and until you get rid of the Constitution, you're not going to get them. And when you get rid of the Constitution, then we've got something to talk about. We don't want that to happen. How do we stop a civil war from happening? We have to stop it by stopping this kind of movement, this kind of politicization of the Constitution, trying to remove the Second Amendment. One of the ways that we need to stop this, of course, is by getting involved. Right now, the House GOP leadership, which has been thoroughly on board with Obama and the Democrats on their shared agendas, whether it's Obamacare, whether it's the Trans-Pacific Partnership, these guys are all on the same page. And we have an opportunity right now. I think many people don't realize how good this opportunity is. As I pointed out at the beginning of the segment, Dick Cheney yesterday at 9:30 was endorsing Kevin McCarthy. He says, "We are in one of the most difficult and challenging periods of our history." Well, Dick Cheney was right about that. And one of the reasons that we're in that kind of a position is because of people like Dick Cheney. He says, "It's more important than ever that we have strong conservative leadership in the House of Representatives." That's right. And that's not what Kevin McCarthy or John Boehner represent. Now, let me give you a little bit of history here, because you need to think about this and understand that we really do have an opportunity to jump in here for a big win. Remember that Eric Cantor, in the last election, he was a previous House Majority Leader. That's the number two position in the House. You have House Speaker as the top position, then House Leader. He lost his reelection bid to a complete unknown that he outspent 40-1. This guy was an economics professor, but he allied himself with the Tea Party. People understood that he was a true conservative, and they were fed up with people like Eric Cantor and John Boehner and Paul Ryan and Dick Cheney, who have sold us down the river, telling us that they stand for one thing and then voting with the Democrats repeatedly. So Cantor, in spite of outspending his opponent 40-1, resigned, and guess what? He went to work for an investment bank immediately. I don't know that he went to work for them, or maybe he just changed his job title from a consultant in Congress to vice chairman, but that's where he went. This is the first time a sitting House Majority Leader had lost their seat since 1899. It can be done. A small, determined number of people can affect change. We can get these people out. Now, what about John Boehner? When they elected the Republicans and they had a larger majority in the House, they had a majority in the Senate, and Boehner and McConnell chose to do nothing about open borders, chose to do nothing about Obamacare. Back in January, a representative named Daniel Webster ran against John Boehner, only got 12 votes, but still, that's, I think, important. When you stand up and speak truth to power, when you stand against power, even when you know you're going to lose, I think that shows someone with backbone. He's now running again, and he was dismissed as being somebody that had absolutely no chance. We were told that Kevin McCarthy was going to be a shoo-in because he was the guy that was picked to replace Eric Cantor. He was the handpicked successor to John Boehner by the leadership. Then go to this summer, just before they went to recess, Mark Meadows introduced a vacate the chair motion. Remember that? Vacate the chair, John Boehner. Step down, that we have no confidence in you. At first, we were told by the mainstream media, this is a joke. It's not going anywhere. This has no chance of succeeding. Surprisingly, they did a head count, and they found they didn't have the votes. So they put this off until after recess, thinking, I guess, that they could twist some arms during summer recess and get it back. Then we had a surprise resignation by Boehner immediately after the Pope's visit. And we were told, though, that Kevin McCarthy was going to be the number two guy. Then about a week ago, Kevin McCarthy goes on the Sean Hannity show, and he admits that Benghazi, the Benghazi investigation was nothing more than a political move. And I agree with that. I think that's absolutely true, on his part, at least. I think there were people who really wanted to investigate this, who really wanted to prosecute the crimes. Those are the people who are now aligning to get these people out. But you know what? We've said over and over again, with all these investigations of Obama, of Eric Holder, of Hillary Clinton, they really don't want to get them out of office. They don't want to impeach them. They don't want to put them in jail. They don't want to reform the government. They just want to score cheap political points. And so we had an admission of that. Now there are people who are calling for an ethics investigation. Hillary Clinton is able to portray herself as a victim and not a criminal. And then we have a major development today. We'll talk about it when we come back.
And here are some of the answers. Our products are naturally low in salt, a quarter of many others, at 677 per pound dehydrated weight, or 277 calories per dollar. We're one of the least expensive in the industry. Everything is non-GMO and MSG-free. We gladly make free substitutions. Most orders ship the next business day. $99 is our everyday price at both 800-700-2184 and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and we put a high value on your privacy, and we'd never use high-pressure sales. Everything is packaged and shipped from our plant in Southern Oregon. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184, 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a six-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on the fourth hour of the news wrap-up. We're going to continue with what's going on in the House race. This is something that is very, very important. It's an opportunity for you to get involved and have impact on something that is far more imminent and every bit as important as a presidential race. Get involved. Contact your congressman. We're going to talk about who the players are here. Understand, this is going to happen within the next month. This is coming up very quickly. The presidential race, if you want to get involved in that, if you think that makes a big difference, and it does in a couple of different issues, most issues, there's not much difference there. But you've got an entire year to look at that. This is going to happen very quickly. We have a block of conservatives who are standing together like they're at the Alamo here against the unified party leadership of both parties. And this is something that is very important on a number of different issues. Even people who are Democrats need to get involved in this because this is going to affect the Trans-Pacific Partnership that is coming up, the transatlantic partnerships, and many other trade situations that are coming down the pike that really don't have anything to do with free trade. We need to make common cause on the fact that this is not about free trade versus unions versus any of these economic issues or even corporations versus exporting jobs. This is about global governance. This is about losing our sovereignty. This is about corporations taking over our government. They said they reached an agreement several days ago. Have you seen it yet? No. But I've seen a lot of comments from the corporations and from their representatives in Congress because that's who they represent. They don't represent you, these people at the top, talking about how they didn't like this or they didn't like that. They know exactly what's in it because they wrote it and they haven't bothered to show it to you yet because they don't think you matter. They don't think you're a stakeholder. I want to get back to this, but before I do, I've got Leanne McAdoo joining me. Usually we do this at the very end of the show, talk about what's coming up on the nightly news. Leanne's coming in early to talk to me because she's got a lot of very interesting interviews lined up for tonight's nightly news. Tell us about it, Leanne.
Yeah, it'll be a jam-packed show tonight for sure. Obviously, we're going to be talking about Hillary's flip-flop on the TPP. As well, we'll be speaking with Wayne Madsen. Going to dig deep into this shadow government that seems to be run out of Hillary Clinton's State Department. Yeah. And, of course, you know, let's just go back to Donald Rumsfeld and his famous, well, there might be $2.3 trillion unaccounted for. And then, boom, the next day, 9/11 happens. So we know this shadow government, this type of stuff and these misplacement of funds has been going on for a long time. So we're going to dig into that. I'm also going to be speaking with Richard Gage. They're premiering their documentary, Firefighters, Architects, and Engineers, Expose the Myths of 9/11. And I'm really excited to talk to
Richard Gage is the head of that organization.
Yes.
Architects and Engineers.
For 9/11.
Exposing 9/11. Yes.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm really excited to get to speak with him because they were just at a two-day event. It was an annual summit of the National Council of Structural Engineers Association. So they set up a booth there for the Architects and Engineers of 9/11 Truth, set up a booth there with a more than 1,000 structural engineers attending this event. So I'm interested to see what they had to say, bringing this message to a larger group of people.
Very much so, because, you know, when you look at that, you look at the official conspiracy theory that these buildings just fell down, mm-hmm. that two of them were hit by planes and subsequently fell down from a fire, and a third building, which wasn't even hit by a plane, but again, a steel skyscraper, mm-hmm. just fell down on its own. And we understand that going back many, many decades, the Empire State Building was struck by a plane. Nothing happened to it. We've seen fires with buildings over and over again. And after the Empire State Building was struck with a plane, they had to build these things to code so that they wouldn't fall down when they were hit with a plane. Of course, they didn't topple over. It just collapsed as a controlled demolition. But isn't it also interesting, if anybody wants to buy into the official conspiracy theory, isn't it interesting that there haven't been any lawsuits against the engineers who designed these buildings for not designing them to withstand what everybody knew was a threat, which is part of the building code?
Right.
I mean, I just, it's so amazing on so many different levels that they could get away with this and that people would just buy into this. I mean, we've got engineers and architects for 9/11 Truth. We've got pilots for 9/11 Truth saying planes can't fly at that speed, at that altitude, and over again, experts who know their field. And yet it's so difficult to get people to listen to anything other than the official conspiracy theory of the government.
Right, exactly. And now firefighters as well coming out and speaking out about this. So a lot of people, you know, yeah, it's 14 years later, but this story isn't going away. And now finally people are speaking out about it. And to get rid of that sickness of the American people that Matt Drudge spoke about. And then also with this SB 277 going on in California, the mandatory vaccines, I'm also going to be speaking with Jeffrey Jackson of jeffreyjackson.com. We're going to be talking about, is removing your child from a vaccine tracking system an option?
Very, very important. Again, important to see these interviews tonight. Leanne McAdoo is going to be doing that in the nightly news. We just had an article today. We'll talk about this a little bit more. Supreme Court says mandatory vaccines don't violate children's constitutional rights. Really? Really? We'll see about that. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Thanks, Leanne.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting, storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWarsSelect. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Thursday, October 8th, 2015. This is the fourth hour of the news wrap-up. I want to talk to you about something that is very, very important, an opportunity for you to get involved in a way that really matters. And we've been talking about the fact that we're looking at the House trying to find a replacement for John Boehner. It was a conservative victory to get John Boehner out. And today we had his hand-picked successor bow out of the race as well.
So we need to look carefully at who's in the mix and look at how this developed. I think it's very telling to see how this developed. It shows that we have an opportunity to really change fundamentally the direction of the House GOP, and that would make a big difference in getting some opposition to the current bipartisan agenda that is taking us down the road to servitude. Now, just yesterday, we were seeing articles like this on CNN. House Republicans are poised to select the Speaker nominee. They all believe that it was going to be Kevin McCarthy. We had Dick Cheney endorsing Kevin McCarthy. We were told by all the mainstream media, Fox News, CNN, all of them, oh, yeah, he's a shoo-in. He's gonna be the guy that's going to come in. We had a guy jump in this last Sunday, Jason Chaffetz out of Utah. He said he didn't think that Kevin McCarthy had the votes, so he offered himself. Well, we're going to talk about him in just a moment, but I want to focus on the conservatives' reaction. Because as all this was happening yesterday, as the mainstream media was telling us that Kevin McCarthy had the votes, it was going to be done today, going to be done this morning, they'd be finished, we saw a different story coming from some channels. We saw an article that said conservatives insist that Kevin McCarthy is not certain to become a speaker. They said that the House Freedom Conference spokesperson, the leader, Jordan, the group's chairman, said, "We have every intention of voting together. We need to understand that this is a fluid situation." Later in the night, we saw reports that said that the House Freedom Caucus would back Congressman Daniel Webster for Speaker of the House. Now, maybe you haven't heard of Daniel Webster. He turns out to be the only one in the race right now between the three of them. Well, and actually, Kevin McCarthy has dropped out. So Jason Chaffetz supports the Trans-Pacific Partnership. He supported the fast-track trade agreement, allowing the president to do whatever he wanted, throwing away the constitutional process that allowed us to have ratifications of treaties, supporting the fiction that the TPP is not a treaty, supporting the idea that this massive reorganization of government and of our trade for the 21st century and of the freedom of the Internet, that all that should be done in secret by corporations. And when they present their manifesto to Congress, it ought to be rubber stamped. That's what they were voting for when they voted for the fast track authorization. And so Daniel Webster opposed that. Someone else who opposed that was Mark Meadows, the guy who introduced the motion to vacate the seat for Speaker Boehner, which ultimately resulted in him losing his seat. Mark Meadows was thrown off of a subcommittee chair because he opposed the fast-track trade deal for the Trans-Pacific Partnership. You know who threw him off? Jason Chaffetz, the new fresh face of the establishment. That's what this guy is. When Kevin McCarthy had his gaffe on the Sean Hannity show a week ago last Wednesday, it was just 4 days later that Jason Chaffetz came out, and we talked about his background. I think it was on Monday when I did the fourth hour. We talked about the fact that his father was the campaign manager for Dukakis, had been married to Dukakis' wife, the former Democrat presidential candidate. He appeared on the political scene as a Tea Party candidate in 2009. So his family's been on both sides of this. That wasn't enough really to damn him. But the fact that he would throw Mark Meadows off of a subcommittee chairmanship because he didn't support fast track shows that he's cut out of the same cloth as Boehner. He's not only thoroughly in with the establishment agenda of both parties, leadership, but he is also willing to punish people just like Boehner was. And now he's thrown himself in as an alternative to Kevin McCarthy. So now it appears at this moment, unless somebody else comes into the running, that the race is between Daniel Webster and Jason Chaffetz. Now, Jason Chaffetz says that the fact that he threw Mark Meadows off of the committee because he opposed fast-track trade and then reinstated him, he says that shows that he's someone who's learned from his experiences. No, not really. Because the House rules say that if the majority of the committee wants to go against the leadership that threw him off the committee, they can reinstate the chair. And that was precisely what they were about to do with Mark Meadows. They were going to reinstate him. That would have been an embarrassment, a rebuke to Jason Chaffetz. So he did it himself so he wouldn't look bad. This guy now wants to be Speaker. He is going to be a John Boehner. Different face, same person. So today what we found, and it was very interesting, this happened just a couple of hours ago,
even though everyone was saying that McCarthy was poised to clinch GOP's nomination for Speaker, but it's only the first step. That was NPR headlines just this morning. Just this morning, that's what NPR said. Then a few hours later, that was at 7:56 a.m. At 12:36 p.m., 4 hours later, they say McCarthy drops out of the House Speaker race, throwing the GOP leadership into chaos. You know, another definition for chaos, as Doug Casey likes to point out, we've had him on multiple times talking to Alex Jones. Doug Casey, the investment advisor, says chaos, the Chinese symbol for that, is danger and opportunity. They combine those two graphics together to get the word chaos. That's what we have right now in the GOP leadership race. We have danger and we have opportunity. The danger is that we're going to continue to go down this same statist path that is shared by the leadership of both parties. Or we have the opportunity to do something about that. They're going to have the vote on the 29th. That's when Boehner is going to be leaving about that time. You need to be involved right now. And it looks like the person who we've got two choices at the moment, unless they come up with somebody else. The two choices right now are Daniel Webster, a man who voted against the Trans-Pacific Partnership, against fast-track trade. And we have Jason Chaffetz, who would throw people off of committees if they didn't toe the line on fast-track trade. That's the choice that you've got right now. I don't know much about Daniel Webster, but I do know that he stood up to John Boehner when nobody would stand with him. That's called leadership. That's called backbone. That's called character. We need to support people like that. And the House Freedom Caucus, a group of 40 people, did precisely that. 40 congressmen in the House did that. It's a small block. But we know that if people will hang together as a small group, they can affect change. That's what we've seen happen with Boehner getting thrown out. That's what we saw happen with Eric Cantor, now Kevin McCarthy being thrown out. It's an opportunity. You need to push hard on this. This makes a much bigger difference than the presidential race. Don't get focused on the presidential race right now. Focus on what is about to happen. Now, let me tell you what happened at the meeting this morning, because just in 4 hours, I read you those two headlines, one from NPR saying, McCarthy's got it. He's clinched it. And the next one, he steps down. Well, they say Tom Rooney, Republican of Florida, said the meeting opened, and Republicans said their pledge to allegiance. Then McCarthy stood up and took himself out of the race. The prohibitive favorite said that he didn't want members to take arrows voting for him, so he is taking himself out of contention. Speaker Boehner then immediately moved to adjourn the meeting, and Rooney said there was, quote, total shock. And some members were audibly crying. I wonder which members were crying. Do you think it might have been John Boehner? Do you think John Boehner would have been crying? I wish I had audio of that. I'd like to hear the total shock from John Boehner and watch him crying on the podium as his hand-picked successor bows out of the race. This is the opportunity. Now, McCarthy said, for us to unite, we probably need a fresh face. Let me tell you something. That's precisely why Jason Chaffetz was put into this position by the leadership, to offer a fresh, unknown face who is going to do precisely what Boehner and the rest of them have done on all of these issues. And right now, if you don't look anywhere beyond the TPP, let's get people who are Republicans and Democrats who understand how dangerous, how unconstitutional this whole process is of the fast-track trade, of the trans-Pacific, transatlantic partnerships. Let's all come together and shut down these people in leadership who want to do this. This is an opportunity. Call your representatives and tell them that you don't want them to vote for Chaffetz, but you want them to get somebody else like Daniel Webster or someone who is actually going to stand on principle, who's going to stand on the Constitution. Very, very important that we do that. They say that many are criticizing Boehner and the leadership for stunts, like resigning the day after Pope Francis addressed a joint meeting of Congress. Yeah, absolutely. It was a stunt, but it was something that was forced upon him by determined leaders. Now, Representative Daniel Webster furthermore came out, and he said he wasn't going to back McCarthy even if he was chosen. This is the kind of guy that we need to have, somebody who is going to stand up to power. And again, the House Freedom Caucus met last night and said in a block that they were going to vote on him out of personal principle. We need to support those people. We need more people like that. But a block of 40 people who will stand for the Constitution and the Republican Party is a block that we need to support. Now, moving on to the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and how is this going to play into some of the races that are going to come up later on? It's interesting to see that Joe Biden is the only possible presidential candidate in the Democrat side who is still backing these transatlantic, trans-Pacific partnerships. AP reports that if he runs, Joe Biden would be the only Democrat backing the Asian trade deal. They say he became the only prospective or current Democrat presidential candidate to support the TPP on Wednesday as Clinton flipped her position. You understand she supported it. You understand that Hillary Clinton supported the Keystone Pipeline. The State Department supported the Keystone Pipeline even against the Obama administration when she was head of it. Now she says she's against the Keystone Pipeline. Now, again, we could talk about the Keystone Pipeline. We could talk about safety issues of it. Some people are concerned. I don't share their concern that it's going to make global warming worse, that it's going to be more pollution. I don't agree with that. But before we get to that issue, the thing that sticks with me on the Keystone Pipeline is the fact that it uses eminent domain to take private property from individuals and give it to a private entity. Do you understand? Eminent domain is bad enough when the government takes it from you for the public use. But to have your property taken from you, your private property, taken from you by force, by the government, and handed to another private individual, that is abhorrent. It should be abhorrent to anyone who supports the idea, the principle of private property. And that's precisely what is happening with the Keystone Pipeline, if it goes through. It's something that is far worse than the Kelo versus London Supreme Court decision. And again, the Supreme Court decision, how many times do they have to be wrong on how many issues before we start to say that they do not alter the law, they do not alter the Constitution, it is an opinion, and we've seen them reverse their opinions on things like the Dred Scott decision, for example, but also more recently, understand that back in 1917, the Supreme Court said that there was no First Amendment when it came to movies. Do you realize that? There was actually a movie producer who went to jail, one of the first people prosecuted under the 1917 Espionage Act. He went to jail for several years. He was fined an exorbitant amount for the time, and it was because he had produced a movie that was critical of the British during the Revolutionary War. He produced a movie about the Revolutionary War that showed the British as villains, and Woodrow Wilson wanted to get into World War I with the British on the British side, and he didn't want a movie that showed the British as villains. So what they did was they sent this guy to prison, gave him a major fine. Supreme Court didn't have a problem with that. They said there is no First Amendment when it comes to movies. They later reversed that in the 1950s. The Supreme Court has been on many different sides of important issues, frequently wrong, and they are not amending the Constitution when they make their decision. They are not creating law when they make their decision. We need to get over that. But again, going back to the Kelo versus London eminent domain decision, that was where they said that the city could take it from one individual, take the property of several property owners, and turn it over to someone for a project in that area. Understand how much worse the Keystone Pipeline is. In this particular case, it's not being turned over from many private individuals in one area to one well-connected individual in the area, like Donald Trump, for example. He's done this many times. But in the case of the Keystone Pipeline, it's being turned over to a transnational corporation. It's being turned over to a Canadian company. A company that's not even American is able to come in and use the American government to seize property from American individuals. That should be enough to put a stake through the Keystone Pipeline's heart. But Hillary Clinton supported it. Hillary Clinton's State Department supported it. Now she says she doesn't support it. Do you trust her on that? At least Donald Trump has consistently been wrong on eminent domain. And again, I've reported on this many times, showing how he's essentially like the villains in the movie Up, the Pixar movie Up, trying to take that guy's house. He did precisely that in New Jersey. And he was on Bret Baier on Fox News on Tuesday evening, again, doubling down on this, praising the government, seizing private property from individuals in order to build a massive development, he says, that's going to employ thousands of people. Or you're going to build a factory. That without this little house, you can't build that factory. So just take that little house and give it over to the big corporate guys like Donald Trump and let them stamp all over your private property rights.
understand, I agree with Donald Trump on many issues. I disagree with him on some really fundamental things, like eminent domain. And don't tell me that he is in this as some kind of an altruistic thing, that he's going to spend all of his money and to become president so he can save us, okay? This is a guy who's used the government to confiscate other people's property for his projects. Marco Rubio is hitting out on Donald Trump. I don't support Rubio either. But at least he's got it right that we shouldn't be supporting the government trampling on individual property rights. But, folks, that's precisely what's going on with the Trans-Pacific Partnership. It's not only our property rights that are being trampled on, it's all kinds of copyright issues, and it is another move to support internet censorship. When I talked to Leanne McAdoo on the Nightly News, I think it was on Tuesday night, we talked about this Strong Cities Network that is coming out. That was something that was announced the previous week at the United Nations. That is an effort to politicize and criminalize non-politically correct speech. They define radical extremists, and this is a movement that began in Europe. They said when they announced it at the UN, when the Department of Justice put out their press release about the Strong Cities Network, they said that this was going to be administered by this European think tank. And that European think tank has focused on extremism being defined as anyone who is anti-immigrant, anti-Islam. They want to do everything they can to bring down Europe as it has been. I mean, I remember going back to Europe, when I was between high school and college, traveling around, and it was absolutely amazing. These countries, in most cases, were quite a bit smaller than American states, and every one of them had their own culture, their own language, their own currency, and had had it for quite some time. That has been dissolved by deliberate design. The Trans-Pacific Partnership is another move to consolidate these blocks that they're creating into a global governance. It's being done without our authorization. They are criminalizing anyone who attempts to speak out against it, demonizing them as xenophobic, as racist. And that is the internet censorship is one of the ways that they're going to come at us with that. Stay with us. When we come back, I want to tell you about this new city that's being built in New Mexico.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Many of the products at InfoWarsLife.com are true game changers. They are compounds that in many areas of the world are actually sold by prescription. But when we look at a product like Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2, it's something that really has been hiding in plain view for over 100 years. The federal government mandated from the 20s until the 70s that iodine, a crude form of it, be added to table salt because of the incredible health problems that dietary deficiency in iodine was causing. I want to challenge the listeners who've not tried X2 for yourself. What do you have to lose? You are the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty, and you're getting a high-quality product that has absolutely changed my life and many other people's lives that I know. And the final reason to try X2 is that it's so hard to keep in stock. We ordered the biggest shipment ever 6 months ago, and that is about to sell out. It may be a month or two until more comes in. I want to challenge all of you in the next week to stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show for this final segment of the fourth hour. I'm David Knight. We've been talking about the developments in the search for a new House leader and how that reflects on the TPP. We have an article up on Infowars.com how the TPP could lead to worldwide internet censorship. Understand, folks, that the corporations are going to be censoring for the government, and the way they're going to do that is to use copyright. It's a win-win situation for the two of them. It's a symbiotic relationship for the corporations, for the governments. And, of course, the TPP allows corporate governance. Julian Assange said about the TPP, the deal isn't about trade, it's about corporate control. He is absolutely right. Let me read you some other quotes about the TPP. And this is coming up. This is why it's very important for us to have, not have, a House Speaker like Jason Chaffetz who will throw people off of leadership of committees because they oppose fast-track trade. It's important for us to have someone who opposed that process, like Daniel Webster, who stood up against leadership. People like Mark Meadows, who stood down the speaker. He cost the speaker his seat because of those types of things. This is what Open Media says about it. They say internet users around the world should be very concerned about this ultra-secret pact, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. What we're talking about here is global internet censorship. It will criminalize our online activities. It will censor the web. It will cost everyday users money. This deal would never pass with the whole world watching. That's why they've negotiated it in total secrecy. Electronic Frontier says, we have no reason to believe that the TPP has improved much at all from the last leaked version released in August. We won't know until the U.S. Trade Representative releases the text. Ah, but the corporate giants and their congressional puppets, their congressional employees, do know. The minute they announced that this thing was done, we had people like Orrin Hatch, who is the employee of Big Pharma, saying, oh, I don't like the fact that they've changed the copyrights from 12 years to 5 years for pharmaceutical drugs. You had Mitch McConnell say, yeah, well, they've taken away some of the suing capabilities of big tobacco, and on and on and on. All the corporate spokespersons, the people that we think of as senators and congressmen, but are really just corporate spokespersons, they all came out of the woodwork with their issues about what was in it that they didn't like. But they haven't bothered to tell us yet. So we can only guess about what's in it. And understand that when it's being sold as a trade agreement, why is it then that you've got all these organizations like Open Media and Electronic Frontier Foundation who are concerned about an open and free internet, about the First Amendment? Why are they so concerned about a trade deal? Because it's about a lot more than trade. We had Senator Sessions say this is about setting up global governance. He's one of the few people who have read it, who tried to explain to the Senate that they should not fast-track this process. We need to be very concerned, but we do have a ray of hope. We've got a lifeline that is there. We've got 40 people. The House Freedom Caucus got together and endorsed Daniel Webster against the hand-picked successor. And if we stand with those people, we can do something to make our government a bit more honest. One of the things that just came out, which is very distressing, not only did we have an article I talked about when Leanne was in here about the Supreme Court refusing to hear a lower court case that said that mandatory vaccines didn't violate children's constitutional rights by throwing them out of school. And it's interesting because they said that this was primarily health-related concerns, and it wasn't based in religion. Does that mean that unless we've got a religious objection, we don't have any right to say that we have informed consent to make decisions about our health? As I mentioned before, that's precisely what Benjamin Rush warned us about. And that's what we need to be involved. We have to be involved in this. This is the time to try to take back your government. You can have far more of a say-so right now. You need to get involved and do that. Join Leanne McAdoo tonight for the Nightly News. She has three dynamite interviews. Richard Gage, Jeffrey Jackson is going to be talking about how you can get off the vaccine tracking list. And Wayne Madsen will be talking about what Hillary Clinton's been up to. Join us at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern tonight.
Genesis Communications Radio Network.